We're speaking with Kristen Chesak, who's the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Kristen, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us today.
Oh, absolutely.
The pandemic has caused problems for, I would say, probably just about everybody, including arts and arts organizations, and that includes the monthly Art Hop in Kalamazoo. I understand that the Arts Council has risen to the challenge and has found a way to keep that going online.
Yes. So we're in the same boat as everyone else with the stay-home order. And so having our traditional Art Hop where on the first Friday of every month where everybody gets to go out and visit businesses and see the great new art that Kalamazoo has to offer, we have decided that we still want to bring art to Kalamazoo. So we're doing it virtually this month. So on Friday, April 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m., you can go to our Facebook page and we will be uploading art as it's sent to us. And hopefully we can create some conversation around some of the great things that our artists in Kalamazoo are still working on in spite of the fact that they're at home.
This will be interactive?
Yes, you will be able to interact with the artists on our Facebook page in terms of being able to comment and ask questions. And right now we have about 20 artists who have said, yes, I'm really, really interested, but it's completely open to anybody in Kalamazoo who's an artist who wants to share their art on Friday. So we don't want to make this as inclusive as possible. And so if you have art to share, and that's art, photography, dance, if you got a video of dance or video of theater, musical, concert, whatever you want to share with us, we're willing to put up on our Facebook page to be shared by the rest of Kalamazoo.
And if an area artist does want to do that, how should they go about that?
So if you visit our Facebook or you visit our website, KalamazooArts.org, and go to the Art Hop page. What you'll be doing is posting on our page as a visitor, and we'll, as quickly as we can, make sure that that is up on our page and ready for the world to enjoy.
You know, a lot's been said recently about how the pandemic is going to be affecting arts organizations, and individual artists. What are you hearing from the artistic community in Kalamazoo about how it's going so far?
Right. Well, I know that there's been a lot of disappointment in terms of having to cancel performances, cancel theater performances, cancel concerts. I know that the Irving S. Gilmore Keyboard Festival, having to cancel that was definitely a blow to our community, as it's kind of one of the highlights internationally for our community, but it's also understandable. And so I know that the artists that I've talked to understand that we all need to do our part, that we all have friends, family, and coworkers that we want to keep safe. And this is, you know, one of the ways in which we can do it is to stay home and keep everybody safe. But that doesn't mean that we have to live in total isolation. We do have a lot of technology available to us. And so I do think that, you know, it's not the same as being able to visit with an artist and sit in a business or stand in a business and have conversations in groups. But I think also when we get to the other side of this, that will be I think that much more enjoyed when we are able to get back to the in-person art hops and concerts and theater.
What is the best way for people who want to support artists and arts organizations to do that as we're working our way through the pandemic?
Yes. So I think that one of the best ways to support artists through this is to give. And I know that there's a lot of folks out there right now that are their incomes are tentative. They've either been laid off or they're expecting to be laid off. So we all get that that can be a tentative situation for folks right now. But if you have the means, giving to the organizations, that the arts organizations that you love and support, continue to support them. Just because they're not able to produce work right now doesn't mean that they don't need help getting through this time as well, keeping their staff employed so that when we are able to all come back together in person, that we can resume these activities that really, I mean, Kalamazoo is such a unique place in terms of how rich and vibrant the arts community is. So if we can continue to support folks through this Well, when we get to the other side, hopefully we'll be able to continue to enjoy.
As far as the art hub goes, I probably you're taking it on a month by month basis about when you could go back to normal.
Yes, we are taking it month by month. We've got a I check in with my staff because we're all working remotely. I check in with my staff every single morning, and we just had another conversation this morning about when we might need to make that decision about the May art hop, which is usually a really big art hop. I know that the Park Trades has an open studio usually during the May art hop, so we'll wait to see, you know, what instructions will be coming down from the state in terms of extending, if they're going to extend stay at home or whether we need to continue social distancing into May. So, but in the meantime, if you know, if you're wanting to do something artistic, please join us on Friday for the art hop. From 5 to 8 on our Facebook page. And depending on how well this goes, we may also have some happy hours and some other meetings that we do virtually to try to keep the arts community connected and those that support the arts community connected.
If this gets, all the sort of lockdown, it gets extended, certainly into to some extent into the summer. A lot of artists depend on things like art fairs, like the big art fair in downtown in Bronson Park every year for a good part of their income. Are efforts underway to have an alternative if that becomes necessary?
Yes, in fact, that group that puts together all the different events, so the Institute of Arts and Downtown Kalamazoo Partnership and the Experiential Learning Center, and certainly ourselves, the Arts Council, that helped to put on that first weekend in June, which we used to call June Jubilee, that kickoff, summer kickoff with the arts. We're actually planning on meeting late this week or early next week to kind of decide, depending on what we're going to be told here, whether or not to kind of push that maybe into the summer. So, yes, it's like every business, it's a moving target for us as well, but we're trying to stay on top of it and trying to make sure that we're poised for when we all can get back together, that there are some fun things to do when we start reacquainting ourselves in person with our friends and family and neighbors.
So the art fair could perhaps be delayed then.
Yeah, it very much could be. And I think that we're seeing that all over the country, actually. So the folks that usually come and do the art fairs, I know we have local folks that do art fairs, and go other places. And I know that just from the phone calls that I've had this week and last week with my counterparts throughout the state, they're looking at the same things in terms of having to push things either into late summer or fall. And a lot of that has more to do with the amount of time it takes to plan such an event than it does really trying to guess when we're all going to be able to go back out in public.
We've been speaking with Kristen Chesek, the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Thank you again so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you, and thanks for helping to get the word out about Art Hop.